Am I the writer or the muse? I don't know where one lies and the other begins anymore. I feel these lines blurring and fading. I can't tell. Is this you or me? You've been in my head again, plucking out thoughts I've had in secret in the dead of night, alone. But maybe I wasn't. Maybe you were there all along. I never gave you a key to that door, but you found it anyway. And every little synchronicity, every coincidence, everything the same, sends a sharp knife of terror up my spine, a lurching inside, like missing the last step on the stairs, a gasp of breath. I thought I was whispering alone in the dark, but now I can see the flash of your eyes. I'd spent so many years searching, searching, searching. I'd long since given up the ghost. Resigned. Did I find you, or did you find me? There are so many questions I want to ask, but I keep them inside. I've learned by now not to demand reality of magic. Some things are better left wild, unmapped. And yes, I'd given up, mostly. But old habits don't just go away. You never really stop the automatic probing hand, reaching for Narnia in the wardrobe. So I reached, and I pushed past everyone's coats and cardigans, hoping, maybe, this time, there wouldn't be a back. This time, maybe, my fingers would feel nothing but air. No hard wood keeping me in, or them out. I hoped, and I wished, in that secret place in my heart. Maybe, this time, this person. But every time, my fingertips more bruised than skin. The people I found could appreciate as much as anyone, but they couldn't match my words with their own. They were water and I wanted wine. I wanted this, the give and take. I wanted my breath to give them life and I wanted to feed off them in return. But they could only inhale and I was left empty. They'd eaten the flesh and left the rind.